This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's New Year's Day, Wednesday, January 1st, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, is safe after some 6,000 pro-Iran militia fighters stormed the compound on Tuesday, set walls ablaze, and chanted "Death to America" in a violent retaliation for American airstrikes, reports the Daily Mail. The president doubled down in his warning to Iran, saying their government will be held, quote, fully responsible, end quote, for the attack that forced the Pentagon to send 100 Marines as reinforcements to the Iraqi embassy. U.S. fighter jets bombarded 3 locations in Iraq on Sunday night in retaliation for last week's 36 rocket attack, which killed an American contractor and injured several others at a base in Kirkuk, 170 miles north of Baghdad. A heartbreaking reminder about the prevalence of abortion, as statistics compiled by Worldometers indicate that there were over 42.3 million abortions worldwide in 2019, reports Life News. By contrast, 8.2 million people died from cancer in 2019, 5 million from smoking, 13 million from disease, and 1.7 million died of HIV/AIDS. On Sunday, NBC News political director Chuck Todd dedicated the final Meet the Press of 2019 to insisting President Trump had brought about a, quote, post-truth society, end quote, reports Life News.
This morning, Meet the Press takes an in-depth look at our post-truth society and how a changing media landscape has created chaos out of order.
The same network that pushed the discredited Steele dossier for years and tried to sink Justice Brett Kavanaugh's nomination with the ridiculous allegations from Julie Swetnick wanted to lecture the public about falling for and spreading lies and misinformation. In the process, Todd lashed out at Christians for believing in quote-unquote fairy tales in the midst of his panel discussion.
I want to read you guys a letter to the editor that we found in the Lexington Herald Leader. It was a fascinating attempt at trying to explain why some people support President Trump. Here's what he says. Why do good people support Trump? It's because people have been trained from childhood to believe in fairy tales. This set their minds up to accept things that make them feel good. The more fairy tales and lies he tells, the better they feel. Show me a person who believes in Noah's Ark, and I will show you a Trump voter.
Genesis 6, 5 through 8 and 12 through 14 says, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. Mr. Todd, the story of Noah's Ark is no fairy tale. Pastor Tony Evans announced via Facebook that his beloved wife Lois passed away on the morning of December 30th after battling a rare form of cancer, reports FaithWire.com. Evans, the senior pastor at Oak Cliff Fellowship Church in Dallas, Texas, wrote, quote, "Just before the sun came up this morning, the love of my life, Lois Irene Evans, transitioned from earth and watched her first sunrise from heaven," end quote. You can send a note of condolence to Dr. Evans through a special link in our transcript today at TheWorldview.com. And finally, Kurtisha Brabson, age 31, began acting funny, reaching out for things that were not there, dancing when there was no music, and speaking in gibberish. Eventually, Kurtisha had a seizure that landed her in a coma with a condition in which the brain cells are under attack from its own body. Doctors advised Kurtisha's mother, Kurtise Williams, that she was brain dead, and it was time to pull the plug, reports FaithWire.com. But mom did not give up on her daughter, reports CBS Detroit.
I don't have no doctor's background, never been to school for anything. But when it's your child, you're going to do everything in your power to bring your daughter back.
Miraculously, after 7 grueling months in a coma, Kurtisha woke up. Dr. Strata Mameli at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in Columbus got an amazing report.
One of my residents who was on call at night texted me in the morning and says, "You won't believe what I saw today." And I was like, "What happened?" Tisha is opening her eyes and she's following simple commands.
Kurtisha's mother told CBS that she was ecstatic.
And he said, "Well, she's woke up." Oh, my goodness. We just jumped up and down and screamed, and nobody slept that morning.
To Kurtisha, who did not remember a thing, she felt like she had woken up from a nap 7 months earlier and is expected to make a full recovery. Praise God for instilling motherly love in this woman who went the extra mile to protect her child. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this New Year's Day, Wednesday, January 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.